Okay, we done?
Yeah, we're done with Pork Producer, right?
I have a grand parade of ugly thoughts. Ugly thoughts about you. I dream of stitches and of vile blood clots.
Yeah, do you want to comment on it? Let's comment on it now.
Yeah.
One, listen through, so we're already experts. I don't mind going first, too. I think if it's meant to be funny, then there's some humor in that. And I kind of get it. I liked the kind of direction, this weird kind of melodramatic that, you know, so much melodrama you can't take it seriously in the beginning. But then when it gets into sort of threats against your partner, that is, I don't dig that ever. I mean, it's like, I remember, and that's sort of like this default go-to that people think, oh, this will be funny. We're going to do Adele in the car, and Adele is going to be in the trunk, and she's dead already, or something like that. And it's like, why do you default to that? Why are you going to go directly to, you know, violence against your partner, sort of a thing, or violence against the person you're talking about? You know, I was in for the first half, but lost me in the second half.
Huh. Interesting. I didn't get it was against the partner. I mean, I will have my revenge on you is a spooky thing to sing. I get the feeling it was like a murder ballad or something, like, you know, that I like the way that they just alternated between like the bass and the fifth or something, that dum 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 dum, and you know, you could really hear the instrument like being played. It was obviously very live. I mean, I liked it. It was a cool song. I kind of like, you know, some dark songs. I do like songs about revenge and murder and things like that. It was interesting.
Maybe I was unfair to assume it was against a partner.
So there may have been something that made you think that. I don't know. It's like everybody, it means songs mean different things to different people. And we all apply our own meaning to them.
That's true. It's moody guy and guitar. I felt like if you're going to have an arrangement that's so sparse, so minimalist, then your lyrics have to be just absolutely top notch. And I don't think it hit that mark.
You can sound like Bob Dylan if you write like Bob Dylan.
Right.